Are you ready to get down to business? Join seasoned entrepreneur, community leader, and Army veteran, Scott Shalom Klein, who will take you behind the scenes with those who work in America's small business scene and speak with leaders making an impact, creating jobs, and telling their story in entrepreneurship.
So let's get down to business.
On AM 560, The Answer, here's your host, Shalom Klein.
And indeed, we're all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts on my website at syklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. So it's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information. And I'm thrilled to kick it off with Barry LaBove, who is the founder and CEO of LaBove Marketing Communications and Training. He's a two-time Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year recipient and an inductee into the Entrepreneur of the Year Hall of Fame. I go on and on with the awards from the Better Business Bureau and so many other very, very impressive accolades. But most importantly, excited to dive into it with Barry LaBove. Barry, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Shalom. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Happy to have you. So Barry, I know you are quite the entrepreneur. As we were just saying a moment ago, you've co-authored and authored over a dozen business books. But where did you catch that entrepreneurial bug? Where did you get started, Barry?
Well, Shalom, that's a great question. It was pretty much accidental. I did not mean to be an entrepreneur at first. I was in a rock band. Our music sold well under 1 million copies. And I got thrust into running a jingle company, those irritating little ditties. And what happened was I learned I loved it because I got to use my creativity. I found that by being creative, there were so many things that I could do and so many people I could help. And that's how it all happened.
Well, there are some lessons right away. Again, going from a band to taking some of those lessons into business, which is awesome. So you are an expert, quite literally an expert on all things marketing and communications. And you've actually written quite a few interesting books. And I know you've got a book, The Power of Differentiation. So let's talk, let's pick away some of those areas where you've had that aha moment that you've, I know, been able to help literally hundreds, thousands of businesses all over the world with.
Yeah, my book is titled The Power of Differentiation. The subtitle is Win Hearts, Minds, and Market Share. And that's what it's about, because what we have learned is that most businesses have magic in them. They're doing something great, but they're far, far too close to it to understand. And when I say businesses, Shalom, it could be a small business, or it could be some of the larger businesses we get to work with, like Harley-Davidson and McAllen Scotch. They're doing something unique. That's why they're in business. We go in, we discover what that is. We don't create it, we discover it. And often it's so close to them, they don't realize it. But here's where it gets even more exciting. We not only discover it, we name it, but before we launch and promote it, our clients celebrate it with the most important people in the world, their employees. And that's where all the magic really comes to life, because now the employee feels like they're doing something of meaning. They have significance. So all of that that happens there is so exciting, because not only do you have a great product that's finally being realized for the magic it has, but you have people who feel like what they're doing is actually important and they care about what they do, and they're far more likely to stay in their job and do a great job.
Absolutely. Again, I'm chatting with Barry LaBove, the author of The Power of Differentiation, as well as quite literally a dozen other books. By the way, I know Carol, your lovely bride, I know, is also an author as well. I believe she wrote a book called The Cave Boy Who Would Be President. Maybe we'll squeeze in a little bit about the inspiration of that as well. But you two are a power couple. Barry, in The Power of Differentiation, as you've been sharing, there's many large companies, many names that many of our listeners are very familiar with that have benefited from your expertise. But Barry, so many of our listeners are from the small business community, entrepreneurs that might just be getting started. Barry, the big question is the power of differentiation and some of the tips that you have relevant to them as well? And please elaborate.
they are absolutely relevant because so many of us, like me, I run a small business. And what we're doing is really unique. And that doesn't mean it's superior in every way, Shalom, but it means we're doing it a certain way, not just because that's how we do it, but for certain reasons. It could be we're a small engineering firm. It could be we're a small technology group, a software group, but we're doing certain things that we think are important. We're paying a little extra for certain ingredients or technology. We're taking that extra step. We have to stop and realize, wait a minute, there's a reason we're doing it. There very likely is a great value. And we need to share that because for all your audience, like me, I'm a small business person. If I don't differentiate myself, I only have one option. I have to lower my prices because that's it. I'm no more special than anyone else. I am like everyone down the road, I am a commodity. So we small business people have to think about what do we do that's unique? And we have to be able to position that with our customers. And as I've said several times, celebrate it with our employees.
Absolutely. Barry, again, it's been a long ride since your success in the music space in the 1980s. And you've gone on with, again, LaBeouf Marketing Communications, written books, received many accolades, including from the Better Business Bureau, Ernst & Young, and so on. And right now, you have seen the business world evolve. We're having this conversation in early 2024. So, Barry, what's your sort of crystal ball as you look back at the past four decades and see the changes? What do you anticipate will be the big changes in the next four decades, perhaps?
Well, what I see that's going to be very important for all of us is that technology is there to support us, to make some things better, but it's not for us if we're entrepreneurial. It's not for us to lean on and have take over our lives. So I do not fear the technology, but we must realize that as technology advances, we have to make sure we play our role. We have to have our conscience. We have to make sure our passion, our humanity is in everything we do. We cannot cede the future to technology, whether it's AI, machine learning, or whatever.
Do not fear the technology. And you just said the magic two letters, AI, which is something that comes up so regularly on this program. So, Barry, we only have a few minutes remaining. And again, I know you have authored The Power of Differentiation, and you've got a lot of great advice that you've already shared with our listeners. But if folks remember nothing else, we always love to leave people with a homework assignment, something that they can put into action in the weeks and months ahead in 2024. What's the one thing, the one bit of advice that maybe you wish you discovered early on in your business career that you want our listeners to know?
Do not give in to the commodity monster. That monster wants you to reduce what you do, to cheapen it, to look and sound like everyone else. Do not do it. Celebrate your uniqueness. Stand up for your brand. Even if you're a two-person company, stand up for it. Identify where the magic is. Make sure that the people who represent you get it and love it.
And as you always say, you'll take them from why to wow by unlocking the power of differentiation. Barry LaBeouf, this is fascinating. And the last thing that I want to do in our conversation is indeed get back to, as I mentioned, I know your wife has written a children's book, The Cave Boy, Who Would Be President. And I know that the proceeds are going to worthy charities. And I know you and Carol have a charitable foundation. First of all, why do you do that? Why do you donate this money to some causes? And what are some of the causes that you might want to give a shout out to over here?
Well, we really believe that we're here to make a difference. We're not here to be served. We're here to serve. This book is a brilliant book. It was inspired by our grandson, who is now 6 years old, soon to be seven, who had a speech problem from birth. And he's improving and getting better every day. But it was from the love and support of people, whether it's teachers, family members, and it's an incredibly powerful book. That's it. And so for us, we're making sure we're taking care of all types of nonprofits in the speech area.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. Thank you for all that you and Carol are doing. It's fantastic. And Barry, we've covered a lot of ground in a short conversation. And I want to make sure our listeners know how they can get in touch with you, find out more about your books, and learn more about all your products and services that you're offering. How can we learn and stay in touch with Barry LaBove?
It's very easy. My last name is LaBov. So go to labove.com. You'll find me on there. Send me a message. It doesn't have to be anything transactional, just something to say hi or ask a question. I'll be happy to help, happy to answer.
Fantastic. Barry LaBove, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to stay in touch with you. We're going to squeeze in a very quick break here and get down to business, but be sure to check out our sponsors, Tom Mirabali, for all things health insurance and the Affordable Care Act. You can reach him 630-863-3477, 630-863-3477, or healthplanchicago.com. Quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We are all decision makers, but we know that decision making does not exist in a vacuum. Today's fast-paced, data-driven, highly visual world affects how people think, what they hear, and ultimately what they decide. Decisions, good and bad, can change the direction of people's lives, whether hiring, firing, negotiating, advising, teaching, or issuing executive orders. Yet it's neglected. That's exactly why I wanted to bring on Nuala Walsh, who is a behavioral scientist and non-executive director, we'll talk about that, who has written a book called Tune In, How to Make Smarter Decisions in a Noisy World. Nuala, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Shalom. It's terrific to be here.
Absolutely. You've been recognized among the top 100 most influential women in finance by Dow Jones Financial News. You've been featured on many publications and media outlets. And this topic is really important. You and I were having a bit of an offline conversation. Very, very timely. 2024. So many different distractions or noise in the background. Nuala, how did you get interested in this topic?
Well, to be honest, Shalom, I've always been interested. I spent 30 years in financial services, and I observed close hand just how easy it is to make really bad decisions. And I think in the last couple of years, I went back to school, if you like, and I did a master's in behavioral science at the London School of Economics. And what I was able to do was basically put some science behind all of the decision errors that people made. And what I came away with was an understanding that actually, although it can seem pretty difficult, that in many ways we could make life easier for ourselves if only we understood a little bit more about how the mind works and what kind of biases that we're exposed to.
Absolutely. And in the book, you talk about you use a pioneering framework, the perimeters judgment traps, which pinpoints 10 factors that unconsciously bind and bias perspectives. We're not going to dive into all of them. But Nuala, you talk also about the trilogy of error. And I think that that's very relevant, especially to small business owners and entrepreneurs. Can you tell us what they are?
Yes, indeed. It's actually three different kinds of blind spots. The first one is the blind spot that most people are familiar with. But then the whole book is focused on what I call deaf spots. And deaf spots are typically what we don't hear, obviously. And the third one is dumb spots. So it's blind, deaf, and dumb spots from a psychological perspective, and that's about the difficulty that people have sometimes to speak up and what people don't say. So I've collectively called it a trilogy of error, because each of those three, when we're not aware of them, lead directly to misjudgment.
Absolutely. Again, chatting with Nuala Walsh, who has quite literally written the book on how to make smarter decisions in a noisy world. The book is called Tune In. Nuala, I'm focused on the business community, entrepreneurial community, but there are some examples, I believe, that's in the book from many different industries and professions. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration and some examples that you drew upon.
Well, I work in a number of different areas. Although the bulk of my career has been in financial services, I have a number of different non-exec roles. So in sports, for example, I work with the British and Irish Lions. I used to sponsor the tennis with McEnroe and Borg, basketball. So a number of different sporting elements. But the bit that I found most interesting was I also chaired the Innocence Project in London, and I'm sure you're familiar with the wrongful convictions, the increasing rate of misjudgment and miscarriages of justice that have been taking place. So they really are a lot of the sources of inspiration. Also, I put a lot of examples in the book from the FBI. I also wanted to put in professors. I've got an academic background. And what I wanted to do really, Shalom, was draw deliberately, not just in business, but to use people from all walks of life, whether it was presidents, whether it was musicians. One person actually told me that they counted up that I had at least 12 different examples from the music industry, which I hadn't even noticed that I was doing, but maybe that was my Irish background coming through. So you'll actually find a huge example. My publisher said that they had never seen so many examples before. So I think I took that as a compliment. Normally they have to tell people to put in lots of examples, but it's quite pacey, the book. And although it's rooted in science, there are an awful lot of terrific examples that people can use. And you can draw on anything from the Theranos example or the recent cryptocurrency failures to school shootings to the British Post Office scandal in the UK to Ponzi schemes to abductions to Ted Bundy. So really there is no shortage of examples. And I was lucky in many respects insofar as I was able to draw on those and put them into these perimeters traps, which are based on, you know, power, when we elevate idols or experts or ego or risk or identity, this craving that we have to curate image, etc. And all of this impacts our risk appetite. And of course, the whether we choose to go down a moral or an immoral path. And that's very tempting in business, as we know. So it gives you a lot of examples of people who've got it wrong, but also deliberately I wanted to put in some examples of people who've got it right. And we're not short of people who've got it right, but the media typically tend to celebrate or arguably sensationalize the examples where we get it wrong. So it's easier to point to those, I think.
Absolutely. I'm chatting with Nuala Walsh. And Nuala, this is a fascinating topic. And I love the many examples and perspectives that you bring into what I hesitate to even call a book, because it's such a practical guide on how we should tune in, how to make smarter decisions in a noisy world. And I'm glad that your publisher, again, accepted the many, many examples, because it makes it so relevant for listeners like ours on Get Down to Business and readers. I know everybody should want to pick up a copy of the book. And I know the book actually really comes out in just a few days. I believe the actual official release is on the 26th of March, which is very, very exciting. And Nuala, what I want to spend our remaining few minutes on is talking about the latter part of the title of the book, which is The Noisy World. So as you said a moment ago, you've been a behavioral scientist and you've been doing this for quite a while indeed, but the world has changed. Nuala, give us a little bit of perspective on how things have changed since you've gotten started and what your crystal ball is telling you of what we can expect and anticipate in the future.
Well, I wish I did have a crystal ball, but I think you're absolutely right. I think what I see more than ever is the fact that we actually hear less than ever, Shalom. We live in a world of unheard voices, increasing polarization. And at the end of the day, we think we hear others. We try to listen to others, but we don't. So this isn't about listening. This is about reinterpreting what we hear. And it's much more difficult when you're in crisis, under pressure, under, you know, experiencing conflict, or when the situations just narrow your thinking. So really, this is the point is that the world has got faster, it's got a lot more visual, we're stimulated every day. It's noisier from that respect. And it's so noisy outside in your normal environment, I argue that it's as difficult, and this misinformation that we have in the external world due to data overload is replicated in our mind. So it's misinformation on the outside, but also on the inside. It's just that people don't talk about the misinformation on the inside. But even if you had a basic appreciation of this more than people do when they're under these high pressure situations, the risk of error can be reduced significantly. And that's what the latter part of the book is, gives you very simple techniques and tools that you can use that aren't difficult, that you can try in a number of different scenarios. And I think that will help people reduce regret. And at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is reduce regret. We all know we've all made mistakes and we all know the pain of that regret. So I do offer a guarantee in the book. And the guarantee isn't that you'll never make a mistake, but it is that you will make fewer mistakes if you at least have this greater behavioral understanding than if you don't. And I think that's a promise that I think I have made.
There's many great reviews of the book, including thought-provoking, must-read for anyone seeking to enhance their judgment, the only book on decision-making you'll ever need, and a winning template for high performers. Nuala, I want to make sure we give our listeners a chance to learn where they can find the book and get in touch with you. How can they do that?
They certainly can. Any platform that people normally go to, or directly, Nuala G. Walsh, that's NualaGWalsh.com. And then there's lots of interesting quizzes and tips and more information there.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on. We've got to squeeze in a quick break here and get down to business. But when we return, lots more small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. Business of the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. So excited for my next guest. That's Dr. Denise Warden, who is quite literally a global educator, keynote speaker, blazing a new trail of possibility and potential. And again, Dr. Denise Warden, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. There are so many titles I could apply to you: physician, researcher, global educator, and all of them have come together in such a unique way. And I want to talk to our listeners all about it. Denise, can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. Dr. Denise Warden. I'm based in Arizona, and you've already said physician, researcher. But what I have going on, which is very exciting, a collaboration of the top physicians and researchers in the world. We're putting together biotechnology, natural treatments for cancer, brain, cardiovascular, all of our largest chronic diseases, and we're looking at it from a different lens. We're going about it from the metabolic way, mitochondria. I won't get into the science, but we're not looking at it the way traditional medicine does. We do and we don't. In other words, we've got some unique, novel clinics and things that are going, and it's very exciting because we know, at least in America, we have not done well with chronic diseases.
Indeed. And now you've taken that, of course, as you mentioned, you have a practice in Arizona, I believe multiple offices, and you've been able to help so many folks, and your patients have described you as an expert diagnostician, which is incredible. But let's talk a little bit about your role as a global health educator. You've been featured on the cover of the National Speakers Association magazine and as one of Phoenix Magazine's top docs. How did you become so passionate about really making a difference, not just in the Mesa and Phoenix area, but really globally? What's your message?
Well, the message is people aren't paying attention to their health. They're going, and I've got patients all over the world, actually. And so it's that people aren't paying attention. You know you don't feel right. Something isn't quite right, but you ignore it. You go to your doctor once a year. They say your blood work looks fine and you think it's all okay. We can't see everything in labs and in scans. We're looking at the medicine from longevity. The same treatments that treat all the bad things you don't want to have are the very same treatments that you would do, or lifestyle modifications for longevity. There's a lot of misnomers out there, a lot of clinics opening up. Everybody's doing the same old things, same kinds of IVs, all that. It needs to be scientifically sound, first of all, that we really understand what we know and it's not going to cause harm. And the main message is people aren't paying attention. And if they are, they're saying, well, my doctor said I'm fine. But even worse, they're stuffing the issues that they may have that you're ignoring. Your body's giving you signals. And if you're ignoring them, you don't want the first major sign to be a heart attack or a stroke or cancer or a neurological disease.
Absolutely. I'm chatting with Dr. Denise Warden, who, again, as we said, physician, global educator, keynote speaker, truly impressive. And Dr. Warden, you have a very impressive online store with so many different products, and I want to talk about a few of them in a moment, but you also have some books and CDs, and I found that really interesting because our listeners are really into education.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about what you want our listeners to walk away with, especially in putting into practice in the week ahead.
Right. Well, start paying attention, obviously, about I have seven signs: body, sleep, sex, relationships, your energy level, your bowel movements. How are they looking? So pay attention to all those body and brain signs. But as far as books and CDs in my store, that's really there just as a composite of the things that I believe in. I've been doing nutraceuticals, and I'll say doing is in formulating nutraceuticals for many years. And I know that we have a problem in the industry, just like pharmaceuticals. So I don't trust anybody. Everything that's on my side, I have a certificate of analysis. And anybody taking something every day, they should be asking for a certificate of analysis on that product to know what's been tested, that it's accurate, that's what's in there, and that it's a clean product. So my store is there because I do all that work. My team does all that work to make sure it's all okay. Books and CDs, music is a big thing. It's a big healer. People aren't using it enough. Some of the CDs are there by Barry Goldstein, my husband, but he works with Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden. You name the big top guys out there in wellness and in health from a mindset. Music is a big, big healer. So I want to let everybody know that doesn't cost much, if anything.
Absolutely. And indeed, again, patients globally, which is impressive. Again, physician, researcher, global educator. You have products that can help so many folks. And I know you have indeed helped folks from all over the world, not only with your products, not only with your services as a physician, but also through your inspiration, which you certainly have provided in abundance today, blazing a new trail of possibility and potential. And the accolades are tremendous all over your website. And that is a perfect segue, my friend, because I want to make sure our listeners can get in touch with you and of course, find this online store and make sure they can start this journey with you. How can they do that?
Sure. Dr. Warden, drwarden.com. Pretty easy. Get on there and I'd be glad to give everybody a free 10-minute consult just to say, is there some way I can help them? If they have cancer or brain diseases, there is something unique and different that they probably have not heard about, and I should be able to help them. Guide them in the right direction.
Fantastic. drwarden.com. We'll link in our show notes as well. Dr. Warden, thank you so much for joining us on the program, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I know there's a lot of tips and advice for everybody. And in fact, we've got a lot more tips, advice, and information on Get Down to Business when we return in just a moment. Don't touch that dial. Hey, welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. So those of you that have been listening to this program for the past 10 plus years, you know we've had amazing guests on the program. But you know who sends those guests to me? It's folks like our next guest on the program, and that's Andrea Pass, who has Andrea Pass Public Relations. And Andrea has been the guide for some amazing guests on this program. And I'm thrilled to bring her on to share a glimpse behind the scenes in the world of public relations from the best of the best. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Hello, Shalom. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. An honor to have you. So I always love to get to know the person behind the microphone. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you ended up in this fascinating space called public relations.
You know, it's so funny. You don't realize when you're young and you're in high school and you're the publicity chair of every committee and you're writing press releases and hanging posters and writing articles for the local newspaper, that that's going to turn into a career. And whereas I majored in radio, TV, film in college, and I was going to be the next Dan Rather, it was public relations that really pulled me in. And my first job out of college was at the CBS radio division doing media relations. I even had a chance to interview to be one of Dan Rather's assistants. And I said, I don't want to be an assistant. I want to do PR. And so I took that route and I never went back. And I love securing press coverage for my clients. And I'm like a little kid when that interview comes out or the article in the magazine or the feature on television. I get giddy with excitement because I know I did the work and I got the recognition for the client in the press.
Fantastic. Andrea, that's incredible. What an incredible story. What an incredible journey. So you've been on this train for a while and you've had some very impressive clients. Not asking you to name them, but tell us a little bit about that journey. I know you are the avid networker. So tell us a little bit about your journey as an entrepreneur and growing your practice, your which I always love to talk to fellow entrepreneurs. And while you are indeed in public relations, you're a business owner as well.
Indeed. And what's so exciting is I never thought I'd be an entrepreneur. And an opportunity presented itself about 5.5 years ago. And I said, you know what? I can do this. And my clients and my longtime contacts kept saying, what is taking you so long? Go ahead and branch out. And so I created Andrea Pass Public Relations, had a bevy of clients within 1 week, and I was off and running securing press coverage for clients. And I realized that I had that spirit in me all along, but it took a situation of me starting my own business for it to come out and to thrive and for me to recognize what do I like to do and what do I not like to do. And I think you hit a point in your life that you can make that decision. And I'm working with such fascinating clients in the areas of authors of nonfiction or consumer products or small businesses that are consultants or service-based or volunteer-based and nonprofits. So it's an exciting time to work with a wide variety of clients, launch my own business, be out there constantly networking, meeting people, meeting new press, and growing.
Absolutely. So I want to get into the nitty-gritty over here, talk about public relations. So many of our listeners are entrepreneurs, small business owners, and they hear things in the news and they think, gosh, they must have a large media department. They must have some high-priced consultants in order to get their message out. But Andrea, I know you are a prime example of again, the stories that you provided, even in your time in high school, involved in publicity, of writing in that press release and helping to, call it, translate a message and get it some attention. How's it done, Andrea? How does that work? And how can our small business owners start to get their message out there like the big names?
You know, anyone can get press. You need to have a great website. You need to have a story. You need to have active social media. You need to differentiate yourself from the other guy. So as long as you have that information, there's a way to get your story told, whether it's in newspapers and magazines, radio, TV, podcasts, blogs, Facebook Lives, LinkedIn Lives. You have a story to tell. So a good public relations person is going to run with that. I started working on a client yesterday. I already booked 2 interviews today because I already know so many people that would be appropriate for interviewing this client. So a good PR person is going to take a story and bring you to that press person, both a professional press person or a homegrown journalist, and get the story told. And that's what my job is with my clients.
Absolutely. Again, I'm chatting with Andrea Pass from Andrea Pass Public Relations. And Andrea, you've been saying it over and over again, which I know is your mantra. The key to public relations success is solid relationships, which results in media coverage, which is so important. So that answered really the next point, which is, again, can folks do it on their own? But you've spent your career, you spend your days and probably some nights too, building relationships that I know can allow a client like yours yesterday to immediately see the return on investment. But you have already mentioned, I want to reiterate it again, that there are steps that business owners can take on their own. You mentioned social media. Are there any other tips, things, homework assignments that you want our listeners, small business owners like you, Andrea, that they could put into place in the weeks and months ahead?
Well, number one, public relations is networking. Networking is public relations. Get a speaking gig at an organization that you're involved in and make sure they promote that. You promote it as well. Right there is a PR opportunity. You're in an organization that has a magazine. Find out how you could be featured in the magazine. Write a bylined article or hire someone to write it on your behalf with your name on it. There are all of these ways for you to get press coverage. You listen to a podcast. You really like that podcast? Go ahead and pitch yourself to that podcast, but pitch yourself effectively. You need a biography. You need a headshot. You need a website. You need social media, and you need a story.
And indeed, and I know that's what you guide your clients on. Again, I'm chatting with Andrea Pass from Andrea Pass Public Relations. And good news is we're going to continue our conversation with Andrea in just a couple of minutes because we have a lot more that I'd have to pick your brain on. Andrea, hang on 1 second. We'll be right back after this quick break here on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We're back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Get on my website, sykline.com. Check us out on your favorite podcast app. We've been chatting all about media, so I figured I couldn't resist the opportunity to plug our own. But again, returning with our guest, Andrea Pass from Andrea Pass Public Relations. And Andrea, let's talk a little bit about your other hat, which is, again, a small business owner yourself. You are an entrepreneur, and I imagine that you probably don't try to do everything yourself. Is there any advice that you can share with our listeners of maybe some of the shortcuts that you found that maybe you want to help our listeners in their entrepreneurial journey? Any particular, service professionals that you think, gosh, people need to get in touch with? And of course, we'll bring it back to you as well.
You know, exactly. We can't all be experts at everything. There's no way. I'm an expert at public relations. I have someone I'm working with who's an expert in social media, who's handling social media. I hired a wonderful agency to do my website. They helped with the content, the design. They have that expertise. I have an accountant. So the same way that you have these different people that have an expertise, you should be hiring a public relations person that has that area of expertise, because you don't need to be Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or a Kardashian to afford PR. PR is actually more affordable than advertising. In advertising, they know you paid for that ad, so they're a little skeptical. In PR, you're part of editorial content. Therefore, you are giving news information about your business, your product, your book. So public relations is an affordable way to get a message out to future clients and audiences.
Absolutely. And one of the questions you ask on your website quite prominently is, have you Googled your business lately? Is your business in the news? And what about your competition? And so indeed, competition is an important piece. Again, often competition will be in the press. And if they are and you're not, then that's a big problem. But there's also sometimes that, unfortunately, there's the bad news that occasionally happens. Again, a bad experience that a customer might have or something that happens in the area around your business. And suddenly you need somebody that maybe can help you navigate the maze of media and communication. So Andrea, that's what you do. Is there any particular industries that you work with or maybe avoid? Tell our listeners a little bit about your areas of expertise.
Well, I'll tell you what I avoid. Anyone who reports to a compliance department, forget it. I'm not your PR person. It takes too long and I'll lose the interview. I love working with entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and small businesses because they have the heart and soul, and the president is available to have a conversation with me. You, as the owner of a company, need to do work because you have to do the interviews. You don't want to send someone else out there representing your company. Send the president or the owner. You invented a product. I love working with consumer products. They have such great stories behind them. Or you wrote a book. Or you have a service. I'm working with a virtual assistant company right now that was created by an entrepreneur who survived burnout. So there's a unique story, and that's why you're hiring me and someone like Andrea Pass Public Relations to get out there and tell the story. And I love the entrepreneurial spirit. I'm all about it.
Fantastic. Andrea, I've loved the conversation. I've learned so much from you, and I know our listeners have as well. That's why I want to make sure everybody can get in touch with you and your team, and of course, learn more about how they can get this journey of messaging and getting their public relations off on the right foot. How can they do that? How can they get in touch?
Well, you can visit AndreaPassPR.com, make an appointment on my appointments tab, or find me on LinkedIn, Andrea Pass, or Facebook, Andrea Pass Public Relations. I'm also on Instagram, Andrea Pass PR. So all these places, let's connect, let's make a difference in your business and get you in the press today.
Well, that's a wrap for us this week on Get Down to Business. We'll link to all of our guests in the show notes, including our most recent guest, Andrea Pass from Andrea Pass Public Relations. Certainly a big shout out to all of these amazing entrepreneurs, amazing leaders that joined us today. We link to all of our shows from the past 10 plus years on every podcast app. Just search for Get Down to Business. Get on my website, syklein.com. To success, let's get down to business. We'll see you next week.